long. You're in tune to Solid Ground Radio Show with me, Sam Panico, here on digital-djs.com. On the Solid Ground Radio Show, you know, or by now you should know, that I plan to take you on musical journeys and drop you off so you can plant your feet on solid ground in the lands of jazz, soul, rare groove, house, Latin. And just what other good, good music is out there for the good people. But for this week, on this third outing of the Solid Ground Radio Show, I'm going to use the show's platform as my own submission to the quote-unquote jazz battle here on digital-djs.com. And it could not have come at a more appropriate time, since I had planned on bringing some more jazz and Latin and other sounds into the show. I came into this with a mindset that I was going to drop some mad knowledge on the family straight out of my own collection and stagger you all with the depths of my crates. But I humbled myself with the thought that there's always somebody out there that's got deeper crates than I, so I decided I would take a different approach and try to give you all what jazz is through my own eyes and ears. And thinking about it, I could go on the route of basing my set around a theme or a genre, which we talked about actually on in the chat. And that would have been a good thing, in that it would have alleviated people listening to Monk in five different mixes. And as far as themes go, I could have hit y'all with my own picks, my favorites for, say, saxophone, Lou Donaldson, Yusef Lateef, Roland Kirk. And then I could have broke it down into tenor with Train or Hank Mobley. But wouldn't know about Sonny Rollins. Or I could have dropped some knowledge in the way of trumpet. Now Miles comes to everybody's mind first. But what do you know about some Kenny Dorham? Or some Clifford Brown or Lee Morgan? Then on fives, you've got Hemp or Bags from Modern Jazz Quartet. But then you also have Cal Jader with his West Coast cool groove. And you can't sleep on my man Roy Ayers, who appears here in this session. You could have gone with the theme of eras. You know, you had cats in the 50s carrying their bop guns. I'm jacking Kemetics terminology there. But those cats moved on into the cool of the 60s and the fusion that paved the way into the 70s. But you know, jazz reaches many different people at many different levels, myself included. And with many different styles and genres, I decided I would lay out a slightly broader spectrum of grooves. So, with that said, I'll get into it since my time is already short. Hope you all enjoy. Straight out of the gate, I'm going to lay a piece from Roy Ayers on you. Now, what can be said about my man Roy that hasn't already been said about the rare groove maestro? But the one thing is, and you'll figure that out from this piece that's coming up, I bet many of you didn't know the cat rolled like this back in the day. It's consistently put out good, good music. And this first piece from his 1967 release called Virgo Vod, and his track In the Limelight. After big up my man A. Smith, our own digital-djs.com rare groove maestro, for lacing me with this piece. Enjoy. Stay tuned. Solid Ground, yo.
next song was written by a gentleman from Chicago, plays wonderful piano and is a writer of very pretty songs. His name is Herbie Hancock, and he calls it Cantaloupe Island.
Thank you. You're in tune to Solid Ground Radio with Sampanico on digital-dj.com.
Les McCann, featuring Bobby Hutcherson with a Curtis Amy piece from the 1960 release of One More Ham Hock, Please. Let me let you just know what you heard over the past couple minutes. Prior to that last track, that last cut, you heard from Hugh Masekela with the 1965 release of Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island. And I actually chose that track, one, because I like Hugh Masekela, but two, it was a track that that cats are familiar with in Cantaloupe Island, whether on its own, because Herbie Hancock did make it famous, or through its being having been sampled by, I can't even remember which hip-hop tracks it has been featured on, but I wanted to choose that because I especially like that version, because typically you hear, you know, Herbie Hancock laying out over his keys, but I like Hugh Masekela's trumpet work, his horn work over that piece. And again, prior to that, you heard that Roy Ayers piece. That was a little surprise, but if you check the site and look at the playlist, you know, before you listen, you're gonna go, "Oh, Roy Ayers." You know, wait a second, you're gonna put it together. But you know, Catch didn't know that he had that nice cool groove like that back in the early 60s or late 60s rather. I'm sorry, that was again from his 1967 release, I think it was. Now coming up next, I'm gonna push a little closer to bop style in the way of Horace Silver. Dig it.
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing. Horace Silver, y'all. That's just an amazing track. That was a track titled Safari. And I really dig Horace Silver. I really enjoy his playing style because this is one cat who has multiple chord progressions coming out of one hand and complicated melodies coming out of the other. And it just amazes me whenever I listen to many of his tracks. I mean, his style is just is astounding. Not too dissimilar from Thelonious Monk, although it's a little bit more busy. Thelonious was a little bit more interesting in his use of space, in my opinion, and some of his kind of off-kilter chords. And but another great pianist in his own right, and someone who I should probably feature on another show. Thank you. Cal Jada, y'all. Cal Jada. I like Cal. Cal now. I like him not just for the great music that that he put out during his time, but and not only for the work that he did with other cats like Eddie Palmieri and Tito Puente, but also for his tenacity. He was one of the only dudes, he was one of the only cats who stuck with Latin and Afro-Cuban rhythms while other musicians just experimented and, you know, just kind of moved on. So again, I he's always been one of my perennial favorites in Latin jazz, one of the titans. And if you talk to anybody, you know, about Latin jazz, his name will most assuredly come up in conversation.
This is Paul Aaron from Lineage Recordings UK, and I'm listening to Solid Ground Radio with San Panico.
A little spiritual jazz for your soul, by the way of Alice Coltrane. Of course, she was overshadowed by her husband, but she was a wonderful musician in her own right. She played harp as well as piano, which I've read she could somehow make sound like a harp. Solid ground, y'all. Leon Thomas on the Solid Ground with his own reading of a track that he and Pharoah Saunders made famous. South of Ground Radio, y'all. Man, I can't believe an hour has come and gone just like that. Hope you all have enjoyed what you have heard over that time. Rolling underneath me right now is a 1974 release by Johnny Hammond from the LP Gambler's Life, and the title track. I'm sorry, not the title track, but the track entitled Virgo Lady, produced by Larry Mizell, which I'm sure you all could hear, has that typical sound that he made famous for himself back in the early 70s. Oh my goodness. With all the sides that I had pulled initially, I could have booked Fusion probably for an entire day's worth of Solid Ground Radio. But another day, another show. Again, I hope you all have enjoyed. Thank you for being with me on this week's show. I've really enjoyed. I was really excited about putting this out there because this has been a labor of love for me. Jazz has always been close to my heart. But until next week, again, another show, and keep your feet planted firmly on solid ground.